it like for you to develop your
act? It's like pulling teeth without being anesthetized. It's just real hard. Because every time I come here, I always try to do new and different stuff, and sometimes I don't get there. And I just have a difficult time of, sometimes I analyze it while I'm doing it, going, why are you saying that? And I make it hard on myself, I think. I don't leave myself alone and just let the work happen sometimes.
Do you look forward to going on the road?
No. No, I'm not going either for that reason. I just, maybe later, maybe next year.
What are your goals?
This might sound real stupid, but to be at peace with myself first. It's one of my first goals. Try to be nice to people. Or just be nice to people and hope they'd be nice in return. And to be able to eat every day, you know, and pay the rent and see that my kids go to school and have clothes. Help people cross the street if they need it.
What's most changed since the accident for you?
My fondness of fireworks. Every 4th of July, I used to get together. We'd spend at least $100,000. All my friends would get together and shoot up all the fireworks we could get. And I just sort of dropped out of that the last 3 years. I haven't been doing much of that. I no longer chase fire engines. Just say I'll watch it on the news. Seriously, the changes are so immense for me. It's like June 9th would be my birthday, you know. I'd be like 3 years old, and I feel like that a lot of the times. I feel like that. Biggest change, I think, is I have some compassion for myself.
Have your friends been significant to you?
Yeah, they have. Very significant, yeah. That's a special thing when someone is your friend, and if you're a friend with someone. There's not many words to describe that, or many words that I know how to articulate that. But it's just something. Someone you can just be yourself with. That means a lot to people, to be themselves.
Is renewing old relationships part of that for you?
When I was in old relationships, what?
Renewing old relationships.
Renewing old relationships, what?
From the past and...
What is the question? I'm sorry.
Have you renewed any old relationships?
Renewed old relationships. I don't know if I have.
Who are your heroes?
Heroes. Bubba Jenkins was one, and Sonny Stinson, Matthew Clark, guys I grew up with, raised around. Then in the movies, I'd go to movies and identified with John Wayne. John Garfield, and just all the other actors that the kids identified with, you know. I remember seeing Sidney Poitier in the movie Defiant Ones, and how great I felt when I left the theater, seeing a black man do what he did, being a part of it, for real. It made me feel real proud. And of course, sports figures and Sugar Ray Robinson, Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali. I just think everybody, I'm influenced by everybody like most people, you know. You grow out of that, of course, you know, but I was a loner, so I just always identified with some fantasy shit anyway. You know.
What makes you laugh?
What makes me laugh? Anything. I don't know. Sometimes I don't laugh at all. Sometimes I have no sense of humor. And sometimes I can laugh at all, damn near everything. I remember my father was funny, funny man. And my uncles and my grandmother, funny people, had a great sense of humor about anything. Without trying to be funny, I mean, they just were funny. Just life, situations in life that make you laugh or you cry, you know. You can take either direction. It's a great gift to be able to laugh sometimes. It really comes in handy.
What was the happiest moment in your career so far?
In my career? I think when people, when I first started and black people recognized me, you know, when I'd be in the so-called ghettos, black people would know what I was doing. They'd come up and say hi to me. It wasn't like I was like a movie star or nothing like that. I was just some person they knew and they liked what I was doing. That was the beginning of high points, and it's been all up since then. It just keeps getting better. But that means the most to me of all of it. It was like, because one time I went to New York, I was with New York with Red Fox. I was doing Merv Griffin and shows like that. And he took me up to Harlem. We were on Merv Griffin together. And he took me up to Harlem. And everybody was hollering, "Hey, Red, Zorro." That's his nickname, you know. "Hey, Zorro." And they all knew him. And not many people knew me, you know. And I said, shit, something wrong. I'm doing something wrong here. I don't know. I want to be known up here. Because we were downtown together. A lot of white people knew me, come up to me and say hi. I mean, I didn't resent that. I liked that, but I wanted to be known at home, too. And I said, I'm doing something wrong. I want to get a grip on this, because I like that.
Yeah. What business have you done?
Got 3 or 4 days. I'm not very good about talking, you know. It's more, I get a picture of stuff more than I get words. I get the vision of it. And the lessons I learned, I wouldn't know how to sum it up into like words. The lessons I've learned, I do. It's what you see. If you see something in me that might be different, then that's probably what I've learned. You know, I am what I am. And you see that, and that's it. That is all there is to me. Well, when I think of something, I just think of, I don't think in terms of words. I think in terms of pictures. You know, I see it, you know, a whole picture, real instant. I get the whole film, as it were, you know, and when I try to articulate that in words, I don't do very well, and I feel clumsy and awkward about it. But in movement, or in painting a picture, I would describe it much better than I could talking about it. That's what I meant.
What picture would you paint?
What picture would I paint? I have a picture, for instance, of once I was in a church and Jesus was on the cross and he said, "Psst, come here. Get me down. I've been up here 2,000 years. I'm trying to get to the graveyard." And I took him off the cross and we were leaving the church together. And alarms went off, and great searchlights went off all over the cathedral, and the monks came out and jumped on us, and they started beating us up. And they took him and they put him back on the cross, and they threw me out. And I said, "I'm gonna tell." And as they were throwing me out the door, the monk said, "Who's gonna believe you, nigger?" So those are kind of pictures that I get. I just don't, it's like sometimes I used to think that might be insane or something, but the mind, if you let your mind, you know, the stains in your mind, you wonder where you get the thoughts from. You would dare tell no one you thought that, you know, you go, wow. But I like to experiment with them. I like to go with them and drive people crazy. But that's just me. That's the way I am. There's no boundary and there's no limits to it except for your own fears, you know, and stuff like that.
Do you feel that you have any limits?
The ones I make for myself, you know, try. When I try to be a certain way or be different, you know, then you put limits on yourself. But I have a friend named Prophet. He always says, let go, let God. Do that. It's very difficult to do, but when you do that, you're usually all right. You know, listen to your inner voice, whatever your voice says to you, you know. Whatever your thoughts are, if they're yours, they're new, then they got a right to be heard and said and expressed. That's all the whole world is based on, somebody's thoughts anyway, right? I mean, we got a democracy, so-called, and other places they have dictatorship. It's just in the people's minds, just a dream. Just someone made it up and it sounded good and people went for it. Just the thought. It has nothing to do with individual people. I mean, it has something to do with individual people, but when you're just you and you don't have the democracy on you or the dictatorship, when you're just a person, the thoughts are yours, you know. It makes all of us individual. We don't know what's in somebody else's head.
What's your inner voice saying to you at this point in your life?
Why in the fuck are you sitting on these steps answering these questions? I feel silly. A bit embarrassed about it, but I like doing it too. You know, so it's a paradox there.
Is there anything that has to do with your performing that's paradox?
I don't know. This has been, I've been here like working 7 weeks, or six, 7 weeks. It's been real difficult because I've been fighting it. And until the last, like the 3 days that you've been here, the 2 days so far, it hasn't been very good for me certain times. So I just ask myself, why am I doing it? What am I doing? And I haven't got the answer yet to it. I'm liking it that it's going well in terms of the laughter and what's happening, but there was other things that I thought I wanted to do. Other places or areas I wanted to go into, and I hindered myself at it, you know. I wasn't courageous or honest sometimes. I would get a laugh and feel safe there, and I wouldn't go any further. I say, shit, that's hard enough to get this laugh. I'm gonna leave it at that, you know, because it's just, I don't know, just something I feel about the spirit of mankind. I don't know if it's mankind, just my spirit. That's what it is, just how I feel. Something in me is dying to express itself, you know. I don't know if it's humanity or it's craziness or what, but it has to do with the work. I think it's going to be something good, though, when I get to it. I think I feel positive about it. And I'm trying to break through. Every now and then I get a breakthrough, you know, and do something just free. And then, but it takes so much time to get to that, you know, take about 4 months of hard, solid work, I feel. And if I'd have went on the road, it would have been quicker. It would be about, if I went on the road in about a month, it would just be right. But it's just so hard to go through it. I don't know if I could stand up to it right now, physically and mentally.
Do you feel like you're hardest on yourself sometimes?
Yeah. Definitely. But that's showbiz. Because sometimes I feel like there's a person, Richard Pryor, and he does all this comedy and stuff. He does all this stuff. And then there's me. And I wonder what I have to do with Richard. You know, I live in his house. I feel like I live in his house and I drive his car and I spend his money, you know, but it ain't me. It's not me. It's the work. It's what he does, and I don't know if I want to do that anymore. I ask myself those questions. And I just feel like sometimes, again, back to being a child again, sometimes I don't know what I want to do. I really don't. I think I do, and then a week later I don't.
If you had a fantasy of something else you wanted to do, what would it be?
No. There's nothing else I can think of I want to do. But if I do this, I want to do something in it. I want it to mean something. I don't want it to be just, I don't know, there just seem to be other areas, other ways to get to something, and I don't know quite how yet, and I think that's what I fight about, you know. It's got to be, I guess I write it and do it myself. I don't know, no other way to express it. Because it's so off the wall. There's no, it's never been done, so there's nothing to say, here's how it goes.
What would you want your biggest contribution to be to the world?
My contribution? That's dangerous to be that too, but you do want to make a contribution, then you worry about that puts something on you that you can't possibly fulfill too. You know, I know that I must be doing the job right if God's let me live and provided for me so well, because it's only through God's way that I'm here, alive and being able to do anything, so I must be doing what is wanted. And if I don't try to force something, I'll be all right. I'm doing it, that's all I can do. And if someone gets something from that, then it'll be, I've done mine. I've done all I can do, because I don't know what to do. Because I'm not so versed on society that I know what they need. I don't know what they need. I don't know what they want, because I don't know what I want. I don't know what people really want, you know, other than eat and sleep. Maybe some want an education, some don't. You know, some want things, some don't want things. They've got so many different societies. I know people would like to be not fucked with too much. And yet some do like to be fucked with, you know, so. All I can do is what I do and surround myself with what I think are fine people that work with me. And maybe they know what it needs, what people need and stuff like that, because I don't.
Do you feel like your audiences love you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think they like me a lot. Because after all, that's why I'm here, because the people. It's not something that was made up in some agent's office. This was through hard work, you know, and people accepted it. And they come to see me, they really look forward. They look, they pull for me to do well, you know. I feel it, you know. And they push it, and they push for me. And sometimes I don't rise to it, or sometimes I do rise to it. Yeah, till I get four. You know, just do, I don't know what to do other than what I do. You know, and I'm, as I grow older, I'll find out and I'll do it when the time comes, when I'm, if I'm here.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I am. I can say that. Very happy. I got nothing to be unhappy about. You know, but I'm, yeah.
Is there anything special that you want to say,
you
have one message to give to your audiences?
Hi, Mom. Maybe you might get to see this in the, out there in the cosmic. How you doing? It's me. I'm all right.
Do you feel that you have to compensate for the absence of drugs? You talk about drugs in Iraq and alcohol. Do you feel that you have to make any compensation, or what are the compensations
being? Being honest, that's all. If you're honest, then you can deal. When you don't be honest, then eventually you get back into doing things. You know, it's very hard if you spend a lifetime covering up feelings to suddenly have them come at you. But it gets better every day. You know, you just go a day at a time, you know. But it gets better every day. Even when it's bad, I know it's going to be all right now. Even when it's real bad, you know, I say, It'll be all right if you just calm down. Just take it easy. Just relax. Let this moment pass. It'll be all right.
How has your act changed?
I don't know how to say that. It hasn't changed as much as I'd like it to. I wish I could get up on stage and just tell my life story. Honestly, you know, and I know it might be funny, but I'm so frightened of that. I'm so frightened to get up. I start sometime every now and then. I get started at it, and then I switch off into some comedy, some safe area, you know. But that's part of it. But that's what I'd like to do. Just tell how I see it, and the people I've met, and the things that I know, and what I've seen. I think that'd be interesting to somebody. Even me, I know it'd be interesting to me just to hear me say it.
What do you feel your greatest accomplishments are?
Accomplishments? I don't know. Day-to-day process of living, you know, that to me is accomplishment now, that I'm sober, or that I'm not doing drugs. That's a damn good accomplishment. If I've done anything, I mean, that's for myself. I mean, I don't know if I've done anything for anybody else, but I know I've done something for me.
Is there a difference now that you're performing straight?
No, aside from the drugs, I still have them same feelings. It's just that I don't have the drugs to deal with and the alcohol. You know, but then I can get through it a little better. But I still have the same kind of thinking.
How do you get through it?
Just go through it. Like most people do. Excuse me.
Do you want to say anything now about the goals again, or personal and professional?
I just don't know that I have any. Like to talk about. I can see them, but it's just when I get ready to talk about them, they disappear. You know? It's like it's for to be seen. And you talk about it, it's usually after the fact. For me, anyway.
You talked about your weaknesses. What are your strengths?
That I recognize my weaknesses. You know, that I don't try to fight the fact that I do have them anymore. You know, it's all right to be that way, be weak.